Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Jordan Roybern, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, we're going to start off with the precious metals as we usually do, but there's at least something positive to talk about today as we are seeing the precious metals broadly move higher and move higher quite nicely. We're seeing gold up a little over $30, almost 2% higher, a little short of $1,800 now in the spot market. Silver is up about 56 cents, so it's just above 23. So silver really did save that whole kind of breakdown level that everyone was watching. Across the board, though, really, with commodities, we are seeing all commodities higher. A lot on the back of that inflation data this morning and now the expectations of what the Fed's going to do to maybe rein in some of that inflation. Jordan, when it comes to the charts and now having gold, again, close to $1,800, silver over $23, does this change any of the charts that you're looking at in terms of your outlook for the precious metals?
Well, it really only changes the short-term outlook, because if you look at weekly and monthly charts, weekly, monthly, and even quarterly charts, there's still very significant levels that gold would have to break through. I mean, even just looking at a daily or weekly chart of gold, there's still very stiff resistance around the 1830 level. And then also you have weekly, monthly, and quarterly resistance at 1900. So even if gold were to, like, first, it's a significant, it's a significant ask right now for the bulls to get gold to break through 1830. I mean, there's still a little bit of room that gold to get to that level would have to rally. So it's a significant ask just to get to 1830. And then at the same time, can it even break through that? And then you have resistance at 1900, which, I mean, it would be great if gold got all the way back up to 1900 again, even though I don't think it's going to break it anytime soon. So there's still, I mean, it's a great move. It feels good. It's still too early to say that, yes, you know, this is the start of a next big leg higher. And I mean, it's going to come down to, I mean, we've talked about it, big correction in the market or a rate hike. I lean more towards a rate hike scenario. I mean, I just checked before I came on with you guys. Market is showing, I think, July of next year is a 44% chance of a hike. And then even June is a 31% chance of a hike. So if you go back 2 or 3 weeks, those numbers were much, much lower. So that's good for gold, because we know that that can be a big catalyst for the metal, especially if it remains below, you know, 1830 or 1900 over the coming months. And then, you know, going to the miners, it's just a function of they were really, really, really oversold a week or two ago. I mean, some of these breadth readings were at 2013, 2014 levels. So we have to remember that. And because of that, we can't be that surprised. But it definitely feels much better seeing these moves right now.
Yeah, it does feel better, Jordan, and you're right. The BPGDM, the Gold Miners Bullish Percentage Index, had dove down below 16, which is a pretty low reading for it, for the breadth. So there wasn't many miners participating in any growth at all. Most of them were selling off and had been for a long time. So nice to see the bump. But just going back to the thought you had about the rate hikes, you know, gold is really still essentially not gone anywhere for the last few months if you look at it hugging this $1,800 level. What do you think the odds are that the Fed can actually start hiking next year if they have not wrapped up their tapering? Could they start hiking before they're done with their tapering, like the UK has proposed? Or do you think they're going to have to accelerate the tapering now? And could that still be a headwind? Because if they do the tapering before the hike, that could pressure the markets and that could also pressure gold. So what do you think about their ability to hike next year when they're saying they can?
That's a really good question. I'm not sure, because I'm not an expert on Fed policy, but I think hiking rates has more to do with inflation. The tapering has more to do with growth, would be my guess. So I don't think the tapering is that big of a deal for gold. I think it's more hiking rates. So that would be my guess. I mean, we're still, my view about the rate hike is we are still in, we're still in a larger correction for precious metals. We can't forget that. And, you know, if I'm going to be wrong about that, and if we see gold, you know, perform much better, you know, sooner than I think it would, you would just see the market start to sense that inflation is not going to be transitory, and that it is going to be a problem, you know, well into at least 2023. If the market starts adopting that view, then and growth isn't completely falling off yet, in that scenario, the Fed would hike rates much, much sooner than even the market is thinking right now. So that's a scenario where perhaps gold could perform better than I think over the medium term. I mean, as far as the tapering and all of that, I just don't think that's going to affect gold that much.
Well, let me just reframe the question. The reason I ask is the Fed has been pretty explicit about, and Jerome Powell has said several times, that we want to get the tapering wrapped up before we start hiking, and that they didn't want to do them at the same time. But we're also seeing that inflation is not showing to be transitory, and many people saw that one coming. But the Fed had jawboned for a long time and tried to keep the market at bay so people would keep buying bonds, because if they think inflation is going to take off, then why in the world would anybody want to buy treasuries at 1.5% or 1.6%? It makes no sense, because you're losing money to the inflation. So the question would be, if they start the tapering, which they say they want to get done before the hike, that could pressure the markets. And that has, whenever they brought it up, it's pressured gold every time they've mentioned it. But the Fed is also notorious for flip-flopping and changing their plans. And if this inflation gets too high and it stays too sticky and the market says, hey, you guys got to raise rates, they may have to start doing that before the tapering, because they're inherently behind the curve. The saying comes from the Fed being behind the curve. So do you think that could actually be a big boon to the precious metal sector that may get gold up over that $1,900 monthly and quarterly closing basis if they had to start admitting, you know what, we're going to have to just start hiking rates before we're done with the tapering? Could that be a driver, is where I was going with that?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds plausible. I don't know, to be honest. I'm not an expert on the tapering, and I haven't looked at that, but you could be right. So that's all I'd have to say, and I just have to rest at that point, because anything else I'd say on tapering, I just don't think it can provide much value.
Well, and that's the thing, right? We're all just guessing what the Fed might do, and the Fed is, in a way, data dependent, also very market dependent too, right? So it really is just a what if, and right now I think we just need to be paying attention to what the markets are doing and what the markets are telling us, because the markets right now, they're pricing in now a September rate hike, that is 2022, as well as an unwind starting, or a tapering starting, in December of this year. We'll see how that all plays out. What about the pullback that we're seeing in the U.S. dollar, or the at least little bit of unwind that we're seeing in the long-term yields? Do any of these have an impact right now, or have any of their moves caught your eyes when it comes to how that does impact precious metals?
Well, you know, one thing I do, I'll look at after today, is gold against foreign currencies and see if there's any positive divergence there with respect to, I mean, gold against foreign currencies, against gold and dollars. I mean, the U.S. dollar, the chart is still bullish to me. I mean, yes, it's having a big pullback today, but if we look at the price action, it's still, you know, it's still in an uptrend. So I don't know if today is the end of that uptrend. I mean, if we look historically, rate hikes, they're very powerful for not only gold, but also commodities. It's something I looked at. Commodities as a whole, they've even performed better in some cases after a rate hike than gold. And at the same time, that's also because typically the dollar declines around the time the Fed hikes rates. So I mean, we're seeing a good move in precious metals, a good rebound And yeah, the dollar's having a big decline today, but I don't know if, I mean, I'm just skeptical that we're going to see a reversal in these moves until after the Fed hikes rates. But that's, you know, that's just my thinking at this point, because the trends of precious metals being in a larger correction and the dollar trending up, there's those larger trends are still in place, in my view, for the time being.
Well, Jordan, just shifting over quickly to silver, it was getting in some dangerous territory when it got down below 22. It dove down to like 2140, 2150. And that is an area where a lot of people had some stops. And the fear was that a trapdoor would open down to 19 or 1850 if it was to break that level. Luckily, before the end of the September close, the quarterly close, it got back above 22. Today, it's in the low 23s. Has it gotten out of the danger zone in your mind? And is it possible it could run a little higher? And if so, where do you think resistance would come in for silver?
Initial resistance is going to come in, I think it's a very high 24, so we can just call it 25. So that, I mean, they're still looking at it now. I mean, that's nearly $2 higher, but not quite $2 higher. So there's still some room that silver can move before it even gets to that resistance. So I'm just not, I mean, I don't mean to be indecisive, but again, I'm just a little skeptical that this is the start of a great new uptrend in silver. But with that being said, it could rise another $1.50 here or so, just based on the technicals. So that this move could still extend if you're a silver bull. But the larger, the larger outlook for silver, I mean, it's more dependent on the macro situation. And I just go back to the Fed hiking rates. And I think that's what I would lean towards at this point, that that's going to be the catalyst that gets gold and silver really moving. And so we're seeing a good move here and now, but, I mean, there still could be a lot of time before here and, when the, Fed hikes rates. And so, given the larger trends, I still think there's going to be, you know, some selling and, some resistance that, both silver and gold have to work through. So, I mean, time will tell with respect to the weekly and monthly charts. But, I mean, silver did make a bullish hammer on the weekly chart. And so it's possible that in a price sense that a couple weeks ago that could be the price low for silver. I mean, that's definitely possible. But you also have the element of time. And, you know, looking at both gold and silver, when I look at volatility indicators, there's still a lot of time to go before they're really in position to make a much larger move to the upside that can be sustained.
All right. So it sounds like still time is going to be the key factor here. I know a lot of gold bugs might not like to think that, especially with the pop today. But look, overall, I think there are some reasons to be encouraged, because gold, silver, the gold stocks, all of them were in breakdown territory and all have recovered. Jordan, as a final point, then, do you think that the downside risk is lessened now with some of the recent moves in the last couple weeks, and again, the rebound from those pretty scary breakdown levels that essentially the whole precious metals complex was at just a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely fair to say, especially with the stocks, considering how, based on the breadth indicators, they were oversold at like a 2014, even a 2013 level in some cases. But, you know, the downside of that is you shouldn't get to that. They really shouldn't get to that point of being that oversold, considering the larger structural uptrends. So that's one thing that worries me. But I think, given how the market is moving closer to the rate hike, given that it looks like inflation expectations are going to persist, I mean, those macro developments are definitely positive for precious metals. That's what I'm focused on more so than the charts. And so, again, I would just conclude by saying, if, you know, in the coming months, if the market's view is that inflation is really going to persist and that this is going to be a problem for a year or two into the future, that's definitely going to help precious metals. And at the same time, you know, before precious metals could really have a big move, you're going to need to see the growth element. I mean, you have growth and inflation. So if inflation is coming to a point where it's going to start to benefit precious metals, that's good. But the second part of that is the inflation. We have to get that worry about stagflation, where the inflation is starting to hit growth a little bit. So we're starting to see signs of inflation persisting and not being transitory. But for precious metals, and I think this is going to take some time, you know, at least 2, 3, 4 more quarters, where the inflation is persisting and therefore starting to affect economic growth, and you have real worries about stagflation, that's the other component in the macro to get precious metals really moving to the upside and sustaining it.
Okay. Jordan, interesting comments as always. And hey, a bit more of an interesting, in a positive sense, day for the precious metals. Let's see if the metals and the stocks can build on these gains. But even driving down to the stocks, we are seeing more of a broad-based recovery, and I think being led by some of the higher quality stocks. So that is encouraging, but time still, I think, is the key factor, as you outlined. Jordan, thanks as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat again next week. Have a great rest of your week.